We're going this morning to Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2, and I'm going to read it out of a translation that I rarely use up here. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified, and Patty's over there just, look at her hands in the air. She's jumping up and down, one of her favorites. Blessed and happy, fortunate, and to be envied is he who has forgiveness of his transgression continually exercised upon him, whose sin is covered. Wow, what a mouthful, huh? But it kind of tells us what it is. Verse 2 says, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Okay, so that's a lot of words and it describes everything. Let's see how Simmons translates it in the Passion. He says, how happy and fulfilled are those who whose rebellion has been forgiven, whose sins are covered by blood. How blessed and relieved are those who have confessed their corruption to God, for he wipes their slate clean and removes hypocrisy from their hearts. What is it saying? It's saying everybody in this room who has accepted Jesus Christ and keeps confessing to their sin to God and reckoning on the fact that he has already forgiven that sin. Amen. It's not he's going to do it after you confess. He's already done it. He did it 2,000 years ago for you and me that we might have right relationship with God. We should be happy. We should be rejoicing. We should be sharing this good news, because what did you have to do to get it? Nada. Nothing. Nothing at all except receive him into your hearts. Believe that he has done the work for you. So what keeps us from being happy? Only ourselves thinking we're still condemned. You confess it, you're not condemned. You've entered into the promised land. Amen. Let's see what it says at the end of the psalm. The psalmist goes on and describes sin and the people chasing him and whatever, but he ends it by saying, verse 10 and 11, again from the Amplified, many are the sorrows of the wicked, but he who trusts in, relies on, and confidently leans on the Lord shall be compassed about with mercy and with loving kindness. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you uncompromisingly righteous, you who are upright and in right standing with him. Shout for joy for all you upright in heart. And how many, when you see the word righteous and it's applying to you, kind of shrink back? Every now and then you shrink back and you say, oh God, I'll never make it. I'm not. I did such and such, whatever. No. Wrong thinking. You are righteous in Jesus Christ. None yourself. But in Jesus Christ, you're as righteous, you're as white as snow. Amen. The Passion says, so my conclusion is this. Many are the sorrows and frustrations of those who don't come clean with God. But when you trust in the Lord for forgiveness, his wrap around love will surround you. So celebrate the goodness of God. He shows this kindness to everyone who is his. Go ahead, shout for joy, all you upright ones who want to please him. I want to please him. How about you? Where do you get that righteousness? From doing the right things? From not doing the do not do list? No way. It's yours. Free. Take it. You'll like it. Amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the Passion as we go into worship this morning. So my conclusion is this. Many are the sorrows and frustrations of those who don't
come clean with God.
But when you trust in the Lord for forgiveness, his wraparound love will surround you. So celebrate the goodness of God. He shows this kindness to everyone who is his. Go ahead, shout for joy, All you upright ones want to please him. So what are we going to do this morning? We're going to please him. We're going to shout. We're going to be excited in worship because, wow, why not? And with this little teaching this morning, honest to goodness, look again at those verses in Psalm 32, and you have everything you need to reach out to somebody who is down, discouraged, and not trusting in God. Show them there's a better way. Amen.